The Shira and Pashas Shmini is the Ilu Nishmas Mashver Zecheinu Livracha Avram Yitzchok Ben Abal to Yisrael, who's Nifter Achron Shel Pesach. May the Shira be Leilui Nishmas Atahira. The Torah describes in Pashas Shmini what happened to Nadav Avihu. Moshe Rabbeinu, after the tragedy of Nadav Avihu, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Elazar, Aaron, Isamar, Banam Hanosarim, Kichu es Hamincha Hanoseres Miishe Hashem, V'yichlu Amatzos Eitzal Mizbeach, Ki Kodesh Kadoshim Hi. The pasuk tells us that the mincha that remained from the Ishe Hashem after the haktara of the chometz, one should eat it as matzah and not chometz. Now, even the other menachas that are eaten, the same halacha is also applicable. One should eat the mincha as matzah. One is not allowed to be makter chometz on the mizbeach, as the pasuk we read earlier in Vayikra, Kichol Seor v'chol Dvash, Lo Saktiru Mimenu Ishel Hashem, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. And the Chelek, which is eaten by Kohanim, also, one is not allowed to eat chametz, not only on Pesach, but the entire year. The question is, why is there a psul of chametz in Avodas HaMikdash during the year? So the Chinuch explains, because chametz, which of course is translated as the dough fermenting, rising, relates to the midah of gaiva, arrogance. Chimutz essentially is when the isa, the dough, ferments and swells, and that itself essentially represents this element of gaiva. Gaiva, of course, is a midah kayadua that one has to avoid. One has to go to the other extreme, the way the Rambam writes, Miyed, miyed, hevi shvaruach. The Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos, one should be a shvaruach exceedingly. And therefore, chametz essentially has to be avoided in terms of one's abode in the Beis HaMikdash, because the pasuk says, Ki toyav as Hashem kol gvad lev. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch points out in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Zayim. Ad kedei kach, with the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, in Perakei Halacha Yigimel, he points out that among the simonim of fermentation of chimutz, he says, Shehabatzek, that the dough was in a state of waiting, Ad Shehigia Lashmia Keil Bizman Sheodo Makeh Biyodo Olav. And the Rambam tells us an interesting simon of Hashmoas Kol, where somehow there's a voice, there's a noise that could be heard when a person comes into contact with the dough. That's the derech of a balgaiva, someone who's arrogant. The moment you somehow offend him or impact him, he right away begins to scream. He doesn't have the ability, as someone who is an onav, a shofal, a sablon, the way Moshe Rabbeinu was, as the Torah describes, va'ish Moshe onav ma'ed, shofal v'sablon, someone who could weather all types of comments that are made to him, about him. So the question, of course, that could be asked over here, and is posed already by Mefarshim, why did the Torah feel constrained to mention this again? In the earlier Parsha, relating to Menachas, we already have this din, in Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Tes. Why is there a need to go ahead and once again reaffirm this halacha in the wake of the Chet of Nadav Avihu? So Rashi has an explanation, but I heard from Hagoyin Rav Devinson Shlita an additional beautiful explanation. This hazara, this warning, had to be repeated and reiterated because of the chet of Nadav Avihu. What exactly was the chet of Nadav Avihu? We know there are many opinions in Chazal. Hagoyin, Atzadik, Rabbi Elio, Desel Zatzal, the Michtam Elio, in Chelik Beis, Omud 244, page 244, has 15 shittas regarding this matter. But in effect, all of them, says Rav Desla, emanate from one root, from one shorish. I'll read his lashon. He writes, that relating to the unbelievable status of these two great tzaddikin, however, hayuchaserim bishleimus midas ha'anova. One area where they were somehow missing, there was a chisaron, was in the midah of anova, the midah of modesty. The chisaron zeh, says Rav Desla, ba bigram asrum alosim, because of the very high level, that's why they had this lacuna. Sheistamchu yeser al amida al geila madrigosa. Because even though we have to be very careful when we speak about great tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu writes, and Rashi quotes in the Vayikra, Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel, that Moshe tells Aaron, I see that they are greater than you and I. However, the Ribbono Shel Olam medakdek im hatzadikim kechut hasayra. Hashem, when it comes to a great tzaddik, so the barometer, the scale that he's measured on is a totally different one than regular people, ordinary people. The chet of Nadav Avihu was of a dakistic nature that Rav Desler writes, a chet of gaiva, shehistamchu yosei al amida al geila madrigoson. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu here in the context of speaking to Moshe and Aaron and to the remaining children, tells them, kichu es hamincha hanoseres mi'ishe Hashem v'ichlu ha-matzos eitz la-mizbeach. One has to be exceptionally careful not at all to become involved with the midah of gaiva, with any kind of arrogance. Because they were so mech, they relied upon their madrega, which was a very high madrega, and perhaps that may have been the reason why they didn't consult with Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk says, "Vayakrivu lefnei Hashem eiz zara asher lo tziva osam." Why did they not go ahead and consult with Moshe Rabbeinu? Why did they simply go ahead and act peremptorily and, in effect, something that was not commanded, they did? And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did command this in Parshas Vayikra. The pasuk says over there, in Perek Aleph, pasuk Zayin, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish al HaMizbeach, and Rashi quotes from Chazal, that even though the Eish comes down min HaShamayim, mitzvah lahav yimin ahedyot. It's one of the mitzvahs that are applicable on an ongoing daily basis, namely, lahavir Eish al HaMizbeach. That's how the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah seh chav tes. So what was the error? What was the problem? Why does the pasuk say that they brought an eish zara shelo tzivosam, they weren't commanded to bring? And the answer, of course, is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them that they have to bring min ahedyot? If the eish comes down min hashamayim and doesn't go away, the Gemara says in Zvachim, why is there a necessity to bring eish min ahedyot? Says the Chinuch something outstanding. Ki nisim gedolim asher yasa ha'akel, the wondrous miracles that are done by Hashem Yisbarach, L'olam yasam derech seser. How does Hashem do them? In a very modest, unpretentious, very quiet kind of way. Almost secretly. V'nirin ha'inyonim nasim tzaski lohem edaki ha'teva mamash. Hashem couches the nes in a context of teva, in a natural kind of context. O bekar of a teva, says the Chinuch, u'mizeh ha'inyon, tzivonu lahavi eish b'mizbeach, so in order that this nest of Eish Ben HaShemayim should be on a kind of back burner, therefore the Halacha tells us that you have to bring Eish Min HaHedyot in order to cover up, to camouflage the nest. This is the position of the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis. And the truth is that this is a fascinating discussion among the Dolei Arishonim. The Ramban actually writes in Bamidbar, Perek Chafal, Pasuk Tes, Midarkei HaTorah Shekol Maaseh Nes B'toch Nes. Tosir HaNezek B'mazik U'serapeh HaCholi B'machli. Now, Midarkei HaShkocha, it would seem that the Ribbono Shel Olam tries to accentuate the Nes in order to underscore the fact that Hashem made Misum Echayim. And one should not mistakenly ascribe the nest to nature. Whoever wants to err has bechira, and they can err, they can be led astray. And even Kriyas Yamsu was a nest betoch nes, the way the Ramban quotes from the Ibn Ezra, when the Parah describes in Beshalach, what we just read, on Shri Shal Pesach, Vayashav Hayom Lifnois Baikal Eisano Umitzrayim Hochim Nisan Likroso Vayinar Hashem Es Mitzrayim B'toch Hayam and Kol Yisrael Hochim Be'Abashim B'toch Hayam. They're walking on dry land. That's a Nes B'toch Nes. And that's essentially the same wind that dried out the Yam that Kol Yisrael should be able to walk across, to traverse without difficulty. That area was overwhelming for Paro and his cohorts and Mitzrayim. And when Hashem went and brought the Yam Beruach Kodim Azukal Alayla, an easterly wind, says the Ramban, Ki Deshiye Roya Kilo Aruach Yam Achreves Rayam, as if the wind was driving the Yam. And all that Kodesh Baruch Hu does things, B'derech HaTeva, but it was done in order that the Egyptians should be led astray, should err, and somehow assume that this was a natural kind of phenomena. And as a result, they decided to go and plunge into that area because they saw Klal Yisrael walking on dry land. And B'derech Klal, undoubtedly, the Ribbono Shalom tries lahagdil asanes. That's the Ramban seems to present such a position, even though the Ramban writes in Bashas Noach that the reason why Noach is told to build a large teva, because there's no way that a teva of this size, of these dimensions, could somehow encompass all the chayos in the world, and there's no way that enough sustenance could be somehow, enough provisions could be placed in the teva. There was a great nest that occurred there, shehechzik hamu et esamrube, that even a small area was able to somehow encompass gargantuan sizes, measurements. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to make a teva gedola, not a teva ktana, in order to minimize the nest. Because then came derech kol hanisim shebat Torah b'neviim lasos mashebayad odom lasos. We do our ishtados v'ashar yiyah b'dei shamayim, writes the Ramban in Bereishis, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yutes. So there's no contradiction to what we're saying over here, because Eichonami, the Ribbono Shel Olam does not want to change the order of nature. Ribbono Shel Olam does everything within Teva, within nature, and therefore he gives us the ability to do our hishtadlus. The rest is b'dei shamayim. But once the nes occurs, then the darkei hashgacha is to accentuate the nes. And the more accentuated the nes is, so then there's no possibility of erring, of being led astray. So the Ramban seems to present this entire issue. So here we have, in effect, a very important yisod. So now back to another Vaviyu. When they went ahead and they were makriv, lifnei Hashem, eizor, asher lo tziva osam, when Moshe Rabbeinu said that the next day the Mishkan is going to be erected, and Esh will come down in Hashamayim from heaven and consume the Karbanos, they thought that this nes should be hidden. This nes that's going to take place in front of the people, they should bring an Esh, Regila, a natural kind of fire. They didn't realize that Hashem Yisbarach wanted to reveal to Klal Yisrael this nes in order that there should be tremendous Kvot Shamayim and Yira Shamayim when the Karbanos will be consumed and burnt, and here there's no need to bring a regular kind of fire. So number one, they primarily sinned, the way my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal always commented, Asher lo tziva osam, the Iker is the tzivui Hashem. We have to carry out the command, the imperative of Hashem Yisbarach, and they did that which Hashem did not command, therefore they were punished and they died. But had they not been somech on the madrega that they were on, which is a very high madrega, and they had asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe would have told to them, today don't bring Esh. But they went and paskin a shayla, hayu alochem v'nei rabban, and therefore they were punished. So this is a very important yesod, a very important foundational idea, that not always is the sign of a person to do a mitzvah or to do an aveira. To a simple person, maybe that may be the nisayon. But to a great tzaddik, to a great tzaddikim, there's no nisayon to do an aveira. Something which is a clear aveira, the Yetzirah will never succeed in ensnaring them, in causing them to trap, to be trapped, to be entombed, Rachmanu Litzlan, to err, and therefore the nisayon with reference to great tzaddikim is in within the context of the mitzvah itself, how to go about doing it. With greater hidur, with less hidur, more lishma, less lishma, more kavana, less kavana. And at the sudden, that's the Yetzer Hara, still wants to be marshal them in an avera, so he has to present it to them as a great mitzvah. Only then will be able to marshal them. That's what David HaMelech says, Shibishi Hashem l'negdi tamid, Kimimini bal emot. I placed Hashem in front of me, the way the Shulchan Aruch begins, for the pasuk in Tehillim, Tezayin, Kimimini bal emot. Why mimini? The right side will not move. What about the left side? David HaMelech was certain. The Sitra Achra, the left side, which of course is the side of the Yetzahara, Baveras, he will not be Nishal. So David HaMelech, yes Hashem, even mimini bal emot. Even the right side should not cause me to stumble. The Yetzirah should not be mashamli to do a mitzvah, which is in effect an avera. I won't think that something which is bad is really good. Even within the area of a mitzvah, the mitzvah should be done completely in the proper kind of way with incredible siyata d'shamayim. And that's what happened with Nadav Avihu. Nadav Avihu, their intention was to do a mitzvah, not an avera chas v'shalom. They thought that one should bring eish, gam min ahedyot. That's the Ratzon Hashem. They made a mistake. As the Abdesla Zatzal Kamensky, Stamchu Yeser, Al Amida Al Golda Madrigosim. There was so much on the Madrega of Tzidkas, the righteousness that he had achieved. They didn't consult Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Yetzahara found the Mokom where the Rachman Litzlan won Nichshal. In a similar fashion, when it comes to the Midah of Ishtadlos, that all of us have to somehow examine carefully, often the Yetzahara causes us to err. And the question is how much hishtadlus each one has to do. Many people often make a mistake in this area. They see the hishtadlus that they're doing as a mitzvah when really there is no mitzvah. The Messias Hasharim in the very beginning of his Sefer, in the first parak, writes that Hashem put a person in this world. B'makom sham milchama hi panim v'achar. The milchama is in front of me and behind me. What does that mean, panim v'achar? Says the Messias Hasharim, on the one hand, a person can be extremely wealthy, which is a tremendous nisayon. Hashem is testing a person to see if he uses his wealth properly. Mitzad sheni, poverty is a tremendous nisayon. On the one hand, a person could live in a state of prosperity and contentment, and everything seems to be halcyon and simchadik. On the other hand, chas v'sholom, one could be plagued with yisurin. But the milchama of panim ba'ochar, of to and fro, forward and backward, the strongest milchama is in this area. Mitzad echad, we want a person to engage in pandasa, as the pasuk says, "Urach Hashem Elokecha b'chol asher taseh." In that which you do, yochol yeshe batel. I mean, you can sit back and not do anything. Tamalom b'chol asher taseh. Person has to be active. A person has to be energetic. A person has to work. Mitzad sheni, a person has to realize that his ishtadlus has absolutely no value whatsoever. Hakol b'dei shamayim, where the Ramban writes in Chumash and Bereishis, hacharitzu sheker, all the diligence, all the energy that one expends is literally futile. Ein ribui ha'ishtadlus mo'el mu'umah, writes the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Aleph. All the ishtadlus in the world has no effect whatsoever. And yet, when a poor person comes to ask for tzedakah, a wealthy person cannot say, listen, pandas is mi'ad Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. That taina was the taina of Tunasuvus Arasha at Rabbi Akiva. Im Elokechem Oivani and the Gemara in Babasa Davyud, if Hashem loves Ani, why doesn't he sustain them? Said Rabbi Akiva, in order that we should be saved from Dina Shogenim through the mitzvah tzedakah that we do. You are mechuyah to give tzedakah to an Ani. Ki'ilu, everything depends on you. If he needs clothing or medication or whatever, you have to, in effect, treat him as if everything depends on your involvement. But mitzad sheni, there has to be a recognition that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not provide it, so then even if you don't provide it, Hashem will find another way. Harbe shluchim la'makom. Hashem gave you the schus to give money to an ani, to help another Jew, to help another human being, to do acts of chesed in order you should have the mitzvah, but not that you're doing anything. That's the milchama of panim ba'achar. That's the milchama to and fro that all of us confront on an ongoing basis. The Gemara tells a story about an Ani who came to Rava and wanted him to sustain him from the Kupa Shel Tzedaka. Rava asked him, what do you normally eat? And he said, Targum Negoles Petuma V'Yayin Yashan, aged wine of great quality and, shall we say, very fatty chicken, very aristocratic kind of chicken. So Rava said, aren't you worried about that perhaps you might be in a position on the public coffers because of the incredible expense that's involved in these kind of lavish meals that you want to have on a daily basis? So he answered, am I eating from you? I'm eating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who provides beitam lo nema ela beito kol echad ve'echad nosin Hakadosh Baruch Hu panasasa beito. Everyone receives that which he needs. Each yochid is treated by Hashem as an individual. And the Gemara then describes that at that moment, who came to visit Rava? His sister. He had not seen her for 13 years. What did she bring with him to her brothers in Matana? Dafka, fatty chicken and old wine. And Rava saw this clearly as a remez ben hashamayim, that the Ani clearly was correct in his approach. So this is the milchama panim ve'ochar that we are constantly involved in, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. We have to somehow engage in ishtadlus, but at the same time, recognize the Yad Hashem, which completely and totally is directing traffic. He is the GPS. He is the ways par excellence. And we have to put our bitachon Hashem Yisbarach. Einei kol elecha yisaberu. I always noted that the term that's used by David HaMelech in Tehillim is yisaberu. Why doesn't it say yikabu, loshen tikva? Why doesn't it say yitzapu, loshen tzipia? Yisaberu means hakol tolu yibashem yisbarach. Everything depends on Hashem. 1,000%. So with all my ishtadlus, one has to place one's entire reliance on Hashem Yisbarach. And this is the yesod gadol in life. If one walks with this kind of yesod, and one operates with Hashem Yisbarach, with this recognition, there's no question that just as in Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom provided us, ki meitzeischem eretz Mitzrayim, arenu niflos, and Chazal say that more niflos, literally, that were done with the avos, and even though it says kimeitzeischem eretz Mitzrayim arenu niflos, sounds like similar to Yetzias Mitzrayim. I could say more niflos I did with avosai. So Hagon Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal explained this in a mashal. When they came up with the telephone, which was a new invention at that time, people were obviously excited. Pilei ployim. Here you speak on one side of the world, and I hear you on the other side of the world. And yet, if you want to today excite a person, you're not simply going to show him some new appliance, namely a telephone, because we already have that. And therefore, every day, HaMechadish B'chol Yom Tov L'Maaseh B'Reishis, new technologies, new inventions, all types of machshirim that somehow we get excited about. And unquestionably, this sense of Hisrakshus is the kind of Hisrakshus that we should have on an ongoing basis. The neflos that existed and that are going to take place with Gula Asida will not be greater than those that took place in Mitzrayim. But in effect, we have to recognize and see the Yad Hashem in all these neflos, on the Yam, in Maimir HaSinai, and yet despite everything, Klal Yisrael in the shadow of HaSinai, near the Nosan Recho, they committed a chet with the chet ha'egel, so apparently it was not sufficient, all the nisim that we saw. And the Maisa Mashiach, the nisim will not be any greater, but hopefully they'll penetrate our hearts. We'll see the Yad Hashem. We'll see the Hashkoch of Hashem Yisbarach. The Amuna will be in an Amuna Shein Kamo on the hills of Shvi Shel Pesach, on the hills of Kriyas Yamsuf. We daven and hope and pray to Hashem Yisbarach that will be Zocher Kimeitzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Niflos. We'll have the right amount of Ishtadlus, but recognize ultimately it's all Yad Hashem. And Ribbono Shel Olam should bring us to the Gula Shleima, to the Akura, that Akura Muka Veinu Milvado, V'Oyah Hashem Lemelech HaKol HaOretz, B'mher B'Yomeinu, Omein V'Yomein.